And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. John Island, all the way from Baja's East Cape and Rancho Leonero. I say all the way, but it's an hour and 40 minutes. We could be there. We could get on the 10:55
totally.
When we leave here in the studio. The Alaska Airlines leaves at 10:55 from San Diego. Leave at the studio at 9 o'clock. Be at the airport by 10 o'clock, as long as you check in online beforehand. Which
yeah,
that
leave the ranch by 2.
And then you
could
be ranched by 2.
You lose an hour and you still get there by 2.
And you still get there by 2. You could be sipping a margarita at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Absolutely.
How good is that sound?
Which is
Tuesday.
2 o'clock here.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, it's quick.
Yeah,
it's the thing that's so unique about flying to East Cape too. Like you say, with it being so close, is it's that's the one place that I can pick out of my mind where in such short time you can transfer into such a different part of the world. Like just both weather and the pace of life is so mellow and so nice, and the killer beach, and just within no time you're just in another part of the world.
So that scenario I just told you about. Exactly what I'm going to do a week from today.
That
one week
so
from today.
Good.
Leaving the studio at 9, I'll be on that 10:55.
So jealous.
Alaska.
You know, it is amazing.
Sipping the margaritas.
It is amazing for how close it is, how foreign and far away it is.
Yeah.
When I first found the property, I couldn't believe how close it was to San Diego and L.A. and everywhere else. And back when I found it, it was truly undiscovered. I couldn't believe it. It's like paradise. So close to home.
It really
so
is.
So easy to get to, you know. Anywhere else you go, thousands of miles to get that kind of environment. No close.
You know, the other thing, too, we talked about the marlin fishing earlier, and you've said it before, and it is absolutely the case. There is not a destination in the world, and I mean anywhere in the world, where you can have a successful day of marlin fishing as you can in the East Cape. You know, you travel to the well-known marlin destinations, the Hawaiis and things like that. I mean, you wouldn't dream of averaging a fish or two a day. I mean, you average a fish or two a trip if you fish for multiple days. And if you want to go catch marlin, there's not a better ratio than the East Cape.
Well, since they've been tracking releases, more marlin are released off Baja than the rest of the world combined.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It shows you how many striped marlin are in.
And you can get trophies, giant. Blues, giant blacks.
Giant blacks in there. Big wahoo, you know. And let's not forget the rooster fish.
Yeah. The roosters.
In the world. Fun. In the world. If you want to catch a world record rooster fish, that's the place to go. Okay. No doubt about it.
No question.
Whoppers all the time.
Yeah. That's cool.
In fact, IGFA came over at the show, and they have a special award that they want to print for anybody that catches a 50-pound rooster fish or larger. And I says, oh, boy, you better break out the hay. Are you kidding? I told him about our tournament. We had 70 over 50 just in our tournament.
Yeah,
in a three-day term. I said, maybe you ought to up it to 70, 75.
Well, as you can hear in the second hour, we're just having all kinds of fun, lots of great info to talk about. If you want to join us here for hour number two, we'd love to hear from you. 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090, your chance to get through, and also your chance to win a couple of really great prizes. It's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and it's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Again, the Surf Rider with that neutral gray lens and that great black and blue frame, courtesy of our good friends at Maui Jim's. And then in addition to that, two tickets for the Captain's Reception on June 15th at the Bally High. We've been talking about it all morning. A really, really fun event where you're going to get to go rub elbows with Captain Paul Hebert and Captain Dave Marciano for the show Wicked Tuna and talk some fishing and have your shot at winning some great raffles and just a really, really fun night for an inexpensive amount, too. If you're not the lucky winner, only $25, you can go to that great Captain's Reception at Bally High.
Buy them online at rallokids.org or right at the front of Dana Landing. You can walk right up there and buy a $25 ticket to the Captain's Reception right now at Dana Landing in Mission Bay right there. I just go see Johnny and Steve down there, and they'll take care of you.
Hook you up.
Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You
right?
Got it. Well, they are jam-packed. Let's talk to Doug, who's got us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, I was just wondering, Baja being get hit by the same thing we're getting hit up here as far as, like, PETA, the MLPA, whatever?
You know, down in Baja, they're catching up. They're doing their best. The Green Party is one of the main political parties now, and they're very conservative-minded. The problem with Mexico still and always has been is that they'll put laws on the books to protect the fishery, and then they don't enforce them. And that kind of continues on right now. That said, there's a lot less enforcement and rules down there than there are up here as far as the fishing goes.
Yeah.
And that's for Mexicans or tourists to come down there. My understanding is it's a little tougher now for people coming across the border with private boats and all that. But as far as us down on the East Cape, the enforcement is catch as catch can, and it could be a lot better.
They are enforcing fishing licenses.
Oh, yeah,
big
time.
So if you have a Mexican fishing license, bring it with you.
It's kind of ironic.
If you don't, you should buy one here, or you can buy one at the ranch.
Yeah, and you can buy one. You can buy them at the ranch, and I suggest buying it up here before you come. You don't have to worry about it, but we can take care of it for you down at the ranch, no problem. And like I say, it's going down there a lot less regulations there really are right now. The fish people now don't go after the commercial fishermen like they should. They enforce us, and they're picking the low fruit because we cooperate.
Right. They should go after the commercial fishermen.
And there are good rules on
the gill nets that destroy fish, and then they bring in seiners when the seiners aren't supposed
to. It amazes me that the fishery is as good as it is after all these years.
Because it's such a resilient
fishery. After all the stuff that goes on, it is. It really, really is. Mother Nature, give her half a chance. I think the white sea bass up here are a perfect example. Yeah. Just give her half a chance, and she'll regenerate and keep going. And that's been the case down there.
Mexico should pay attention to their backyard instead of paying attention to our backyard.
Oh,
how
kind of,
about that, concept?
You know,
huh?
everybody thinks the Mexicans are just picking on the Americans or gringos now. The Mexican government's picking on the Mexicans, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I run a business down there, and it's crazy, all the laws, all the taxes, everything.
And the Mexican people, the Mexican pongueros, the Mexican local fishermen, the fishermen down in Ensenada, the fishermen in San Quintín, they want these regulations to stop this illegal commercial fishing.
Absolutely. Like we were talking about the panfish, the bluefin and all that. Well, they think that that's real conservation-minded and everything, but they're fishing out all the sardine to feed them.
Yeah.
And nobody even talks about that. And there's a real sardine problem down there because they're fishing all these netted, they're supposed to be, farm fish, but they're affecting the environment big time.
So you're dealing, and they're allowing 3,300 ton of bluefin to be caught this year.
Right now.
Right here in Southern California, or right here in Northern Baja. Baja. Mm-hmm.
Well, for commercial guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's pretty typical because they have.
But they don't allow recreational fishermen out of Ensenada or here in Southern California.
No, and that's them because the commercial they have a huge lobby down there and they run it.
Yeah.
And we've seen it before. I could tell you stories. It's just flat amazing.
Yeah.
They'll just break the law and thumb their nose at everybody and get away with it every time.
So you deal with same.
Thank gosh, the fishing still remains great. And
it's
very frustrating for me. What I do, there's one area that I can control, and that's really right in front of the ranch there on the East Cape. And I am the squeaky wheel. And we get after it. And there's a number of other people, Mark Rayer is included and all that. And we see nonsense going on, and we scream and drag our feet and try to lobby.
Two have done a lot for
It's tough, and I think we've kept it as pristine as possible. But that's something that we can control. I'm right there. The rest of it, it's tough.
Yeah.
See what goes on.
I mean, like you, John, I don't want to keep bagging on Mexico and their fishing regulations. I love Mexico. I love going to Mexico. I love the Mexican
favorite
people.
Favorite place in the world.
I, there's no place I'd rather go than Mexico. I own property down there. It's a great place to go. But if, they've really got to take a look at some of the regulations that they put together that really hampers and scares Americans from going down and taking care of the people down in Mexico, being tourists in Mexico. I mean, they start putting regulations out, and people go, I'm not going to Mexico.
Well, that's a problem. And again, it's just not tourism. It's across the board and overregulated now. I could go into it, but the main reason for it is they invented the Internet. Before the internet, they had no way to collect taxes. They had no postal system. They had to come and knock on your door to get anything done. Now they get the miracle of the internet, and they just send out these edicts by internet and laws and everything else. But it's different, and it's not just directed at gringos. It's across the board, and the taxation. I know I'm doing business down there, and it's tough. And without saying too much more, get myself in trouble.
Yeah, but, for sure. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's a guy that loves going to Rancho Leonero, just like we do, Mr. Steve Pinard from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, and John. How are you guys?
Hi, Steve.
Steve.
Anyways, pretty much on the same line of what you guys have been talking, you know, I was down a couple of weeks ago, down at the ranch. I think John was up getting ready to become the grandfather there, but I just wanted to call in. You know, I have a 2.5-year-old, and I know we talk about how family friendly it is, and I just want to say it truly is. I mean, that's Ben's second time at 2.5 years old.
2.5, you know? He's already been twice to the ranch.
Yeah, I mean, he already has the ring toss mastered.
How about that? I can't even do that.
The ring toss.
No, yeah, I just wanted to reach out and explain. I mean, I've had my two-year-old down there twice. He loves it. It's such a great family place. You know, I mean, there's the beach, the pool. I mean, even the food. I mean, for the most part, I could eat anything. But if he, you know, he wanted something else, every morning they'd come and go, what does Ben want? What does Ben want? And they would make whatever he wanted. I mean, they're just so accommodating. And, you know, for the most part, everyone talks about the fishing down there. But there's just so much to do, you know, and I've told you, Pete, I mean, I love to surf fish down there. So every day, you know, I had rented one of those side-by-side quads, and then I would just jump in it, take my surf rod, and just go cruise the beach. And he had just, you know, a blast. And, there, you know, I just wanted to let everyone know it's not just the fishing down there, but everything is just, it's spectacular.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And you were talking
so cool
about how the food was just fantastic, huh?
It was, you know, and I've never thought the food was bad before, but Liza and I just looked and I said, this is a great meal.
It's
this
the
is
new kitchen, the new kitchen.
The new kitchen.
Yeah. It's my happy spot, as Liza calls it. You know, I've been all over the world and there's one place I always come back to relax and it's there. And you know, like you said, it's kind of funny. It's an hour and 45 minutes away and it's just amazing. So I would hope that everyone, regardless of having kids or not, and there's, you know, there's always kids down there. There's plenty to do. So just a great spot.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve.
Well, thanks,
absolutely
Steve.
Awesome.
Steve Pinard at Dana Landing. So if you have questions about Rancho Leonero, stop by Dana Landing, get one of those incredible sandwiches at the deli there, and talk a little Rancho Leonero on the patio.
I never have a problem doing that.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Thanks
Steve,
for the call. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. Well, packed they definitely are. How about this time we talk to Paul Connors from Santee. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Great.
Morning, Paul. What's up, Paul?
Awesome. Hey, I had a question for John. I remember hearing when last year during the fishing season that the water had gotten really warm down there on the East Cape. I'm wondering if you're seeing some of that this year, if the water's a little warmer than usual, and whether or not you think that'll affect the fishing like it did last year, or kind of what are you expecting?
It's interesting. The water started out really warm early in the year. It was scary warm. It was probably 9 to 10 degrees warmer than normal in January, February. It's about normal now. It's in the low, it's high 70s, low 80s right now, which is just about normal for 1st of June. It's definitely I don't know whether it's an El Nino year, but it's warmer than normal right now. Whether it's going to be severe as last year, I'm not sure. But when the water does get over 90 degrees, it's not good for the fishing. So that's a factor. That said, it looks like it's moderated out now, and hopefully it's going to be no warmer than last year. And I'm expecting it to be a little bit cooler, which is better for us. You know, for weather-wise and everything else, we like the cooler water.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the good question. Thanks a lot phone call this morning. You know, last weekend we had a listener call about the Shelter Island launch ramp.
Right.
And the ongoing saga of trying to get that facility improved.
He had a little frustration with the facility.
Support.
Yeah, there you go.
So, fortunately, a few weeks ago when I was in Mazatlan, I had the pleasure to spend some time with the chairman of the port, and that's Dan Malcolm, who's a great guy. I sent him an email last week saying, you know, we had this question. We immediately responded, had his team check it out for me. So I want to really throw out a big kudos to Dan Malcolm, and sent me quite a dissertation on what's going on and a timeline and everything. So I can't go through the whole thing, but here's kind of the whole deal. So, the kind of the crux of the whole thing. Design and construction. The design is 60% complete. Design is on hold pending grant approval, which they need grant and funding from the state, sure. Department of Water and Waterways and such like that. Anticipated key dates for design and construction. November 15 through May 2016, complete design to 100%. May 6, 2016 through August 2016, contractor procurement. And then September 16 through July 2017, construction. So that means by summer, midsummer of 2017, we should have a new facility there.
Well, there you go.
So great to know they're doing
things.
Yeah, and
that they're working on it.
They're working forward. Again, Dan Malcolm, the port director, is just a really great guy and a guy that gets things done. So,
one. Cool that they took the time, you know, that's kind of how it's supposed to be. You know, what's going on? Well, this is what's going on. Here's this, here's that. That's awesome news. That's cool.
And he's working at it so hard, and look how long it takes anyway.
It's just unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It's been ongoing for 5 years, but it's bureaucracy.
I mean,
anything you do in water.
You're plotting for mid-17, you know, I guess that's a good thing.
That's a short
term. And he's doing a wonderful job. It just takes forever to get anything done.
You got environmental studies, you know, they got to look at how many fish.
This is an existing ramp. They're not putting in a new ramp,
you
understand. They're just fixing the old ramp.
And they got to add rocks.
I mean, the design.
It's a big job.
I mean, are they going to change the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, they have to.
Oh, okay.
It's a big job.
Yeah.
So,
it needs,
there you go.
There's
the answer. And thanks a lot.
Nice job,
Dan, for doing that.
The power of radio, you guys, the power of radio.
Hey, our buddy Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial is on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, John.
Hi, Rick.
We're heading out with the crew down to Rancho Leonardo next weekend with the Let's Talk Hookup gang, so I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Very good. Me too, Rick.
Is this will be the first time you've been to the ranch?
Well, it's been so long that I know we don't remember each other, John. One time, way back in the early 80s, we were taking a Volkswagen Bug in places we didn't need to go, and then we got one of your employees helped us get out, and then we followed him into the ranch where nobody was there at the time.
Well, how about that?
When did you open? 81, 83, somewhere in there?
The hotel actually opened up in 85, the first rooms. Yeah, but I was there, and I was around. We were both driving around places we shouldn't have been back in the 80s.
In 1991, when Let's Talk Hookup started, John Ireland called me and said, we need to have lunch because I own this resort in Baja. And we need to talk about doing a live fishing report from Rancho Leonero. And that was like nobody ever heard of the ranch.
First of the call-in live reports.
First call-in live reports. And you used to ride your quad.
It was hard. And I used to do it both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and bribe the phone
person.
That's
my favorite story, yeah.
Right?
You know, they had the old crank phones. They were literally the battery on the side, and ring, 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 and they'd bang it up. And it took an operator to get you online. And then there was no even phone booth. There's just a line of phones along the wall, you know.
Yeah.
So I would drive down on the ATV and get her out of bed and then go over and do the radio show both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And it was really, way back then, it was the only time all week that I would talk to anybody in the United States, too. You know, I was pretty isolated down there. We didn't have any phones at the ranch or anything. So I really looked forward to calling out.
Yeah.
It was all I could do to say,
there?
Hey, what's going on up there? You tell me.
Yeah, so it's come a long way since you were last there, Rick.
It's good. Come down. We'll enjoy it.
I did come down one time again after that about 15 years ago. And unfortunately, John, I think you were up here taking care of some business. And my wife and I had a great stay, and I noticed quite a few differences from the early 80s to 15 years ago, and I understand that I'm going to be seeing a lot more new and different things this time.
You'll be amazed. Yeah, you know, it's very outdoors, and we keep it as simple as we can, but you don't give up anything.
Yeah.
You don't give up anything. It's well air conditioned, good food. Everything you need is really there.
Oh yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun.
The soul of the place is always the same. That's what's so cool about the ranch is that all the improvements that you make are small amenity things. They're things that make it more comfortable. They're things that make it easy. But the soul of the ranch is still the same as it always has been.
We're not changing it. We're just improving it.
No doubt about it. Well, Rick, I know I got a chance to meet with you in your office this week and talk about what Sport Fishing Financial does. You guys do a great job.
Yeah, we're starting to work more and more with the fishing community and excited about it. You know, we're getting out fishing, and I think by next year, we'll have a few clients that may have to make this trip together with us. But our next fishing trip is right before 4th of July. We're going out on the Impulse. That's the next one that has some openings.
Out of Dana Landing.
Dana Landing on the Impulse, and
nice.
We're doing a little fishing on my boat. I'm putting fuel in it as we speak, so we're going to see if we can find those bluefin tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, so if you want to go fishing for free with Rick and Sport Fishing Financial, that's the whole idea. Talk a little finances, and you'll take you fishing.
What,
right?
What exactly does Sport Fishing Financial do? I'm sorry to get to the
that's okay.
the root of it. Yeah, is
explain it.
You're a financial advisor, not just sport fishing, obviously.
Yeah, I'm the sport fishing financial advisor. I work with people with their retirement accounts, whether it's their business 401ks, or they're getting ready to retire, or they've got some other investment assets. We take care of that stuff.
We get
the return, limit the risk, beat the taxes, and we talk about that while we're pulling on fish. So it's a nice combination.
Excellent. Well, we'll
and he showed me some samples of some of the money he's made for people. Pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
Pretty impressive. So how do we get a hold of you, Rick, if we want to get on that trip on the Impulse?
You can check the website always at sportfishingfinancial.com, or the number at the office is 949-481-1807.
All right. Good luck tomorrow. We'll see you at the ranch next week.
Okay. Looking forward to
it. Good luck, Rick.
Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Tom, calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Tom.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, John, I still want to get to go snorkeling off your beautiful beach there.
Hey, Tom, well, you've got to get down there.
Well, you should come down.
Yeah.
It's there.
Easy to do.
Instead of talking about it, buy an airline ticket.
I'll plan to be down there toward the end of October to hook up. Yeah. And I do have a little bluefin report of sorts from Friday. We went out. They were jumping. They were jumping. Some beautiful fish, 50, 70, 80-pound fish, just marvelous. Looking athletes out there, but unfortunately they weren't quite willing to bite for us. But their reports are coming in that Saturday and yesterday seem to be pretty good.
Yeah,
they're absolutely around for sure.
No question about it.
Well, glad you had a good time, Tom.
Oh yeah, I got a kick out of the deckhand, Rick, because I was gunned up pretty good. I went over, I said, well, should I tie a little 50-pound fluoro onto the end of the 60-pound test setup I got? And he goes, no. We may hook into some big fish. You don't want another knot. So, there are different theories on how to land them, but we're still after it.
Glad you got out there, Tom. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with John Ireland on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in quality and service. With lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools, their name says it all. Dependable jobsite delivery on the newest Milwaukee tools like the M12 compact vacuum and the M18 cordless shears. With an expansive inventory and knowledgeable staff, make Jobsite Supply your source for Milwaukee tools. Check Jobsite Supply. Co.com for more details.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a Shimano Day Saturday, June 13th. The Longfin will have Shimano, PowerPro, and G. Loomis factory representatives on hand to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano One, the latest rods from G. Loomis, and all the new line from PowerPro. PowerPro experts will be on hand as well to teach you the best connections and talk about how to use PowerPro to improve your fishing. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store, and there'll be special offers available from Shimano, G. Loomis, and PowerPro for this one day only. The day starts off with Pete and Rick doing the Let's Talk Hookup radio show live from the entrance of the Longfin at 7. Plus, you can win great stuff in a big raffle with lots of giveaways. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 13th, starting at 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at longfin.com.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art, long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com. Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-Strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacements, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-strokes. And now they're available with Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 Offshore 4-strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Helmmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Don't forget, 2 weeks from yesterday or a week from next Saturday, we'll be at the Longfin in Orange.
That is so much
fun.
It's
going to be a great time. It's the Shimano Day at the Longfin. They open at 7, they close at 7, and they're going to have deals.
I will say this, because we see it every year. When we're doing a live broadcast, you know, which starts in the morning, there are always people that are lined up ahead of time. Get there early, because they're... Nobody does a sale like the Longfin.
Yeah.
Nobody, period.
Saturday, June 13th, like I say, a week from next Saturday, 2 weeks from yesterday, we're going to start things off broadcasting live right in the front door there of the Longfin. I've never been in a tackle store like the Longfin.
Because there isn't one.
Because there isn't anything like it. It's an amazing place. If you haven't been there, you need to come and check it out. Tom and Eric and the guys up there just do an amazing job. And Shimano's going to be there. Power Pro's going to be there. G. Loomis is going to be there. They're going to have salesman samples and demos that they're blowing out, which just doesn't happen.
So what that is, too, for those that don't know, I mean, you know, like you say, all the salesmen will have the gear that they show. You know, they take it. This is the new Talica. You know, maybe it went to a seminar. And, you know, most of this stuff has never even seen the water. But it's you know, like you say, this is the new gear that they show the tackle shops before they sell. Well, at the end of the year, that all gets sold, so you're able to buy gear that might have been in 10 people's hands, but it's never even caught a fish, at killer deals. They put all this stuff inside the store on sale. It's just such a fun event, and there's some crazy good prices.
Crazy good deals, both fresh and salt water.
Exactly.
There's nothing like it. The Longfin in Orange, right there, next 2 weeks from yesterday, 1 week from next Saturday, Saturday, June 13th, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
And the cool thing about the Longfin, too, you can get to it from anywhere. It's an easy drive up from San Diego. It's an easy drive down from L.A. Obviously, if you're in the county, you already know. It's just easy parking, easy facility. It's the spot.
Yeah. Now that the Ducks are out of it there, too, there's not going to be anybody hanging around Stanley Cup territory there or anything like that.
Cold-blooded.
Sorry, Ducks.
Anyway,
Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
What's up, Bart?
Well, good morning. How's everybody?
Hi, Bart.
Great.
I just didn't think it would be appropriate to not call John and just tell him congratulations in person for being a grandpa.
Thanks, Bart. It's a big deal. I'm really enjoying it. As you know, a grandpa yourself, I'm really enjoying the baby. Going over and visiting, I forgot how much work kids are, you know. So it's nice to be able to go and say hello and hold the baby and then beat it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, you know how much I love the ranch, but John, I got to tell you, this last trip was one of the best. We're all still talking about it.
Thanks.
That new book, that new boat of yours, thank you very much for putting us on it. It was fantastic.
I really like the new boat. I'm enjoying it myself. And, you know, it's interesting. You went down there when the fishing wasn't so red hot, not very good at all, and did real well inside, regardless. You really whacked them inside, especially with the amberjack, huh?
Well, yeah, we did. But then Jack was there fishing marlin every day. He got four. The day I went chasing tuna, he got four marlin. And then I think he got at least two multiples every day, and then another day he got three. So, I mean, we hooked three marlin on mega bait.
So, wow. That's so crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. You were just at the beginning of the good bite. You just came out.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it was fantastic. My shoulder hurts still from catching all those things.
That's a good problem, right?
I really enjoyed that letter that you wrote that is on the front page of the Rancho Llanero website, just kind of detailing all the tips about, or the kind of all the accounts that happened during your trip. It was fun to read.
Yeah, thank you, Bart. You know, it's a big deal for us, Bart, that you come to the ranch and patronize the ranch. You know, you could go anywhere you want with running the show and everything. You have the options. The fact that you've been coming down the ranch for over 10 years is really a feather in our cap. Thank you.
Well, I just can't enjoy it enough. And then, you know, we get Gary, Ginny, and I get to go play golf once. We're there, too. That's not bad either, you know. So
I don't think people really realize what a good golfer Gary Barnes Webb is.
Yeah. Well, who's his best buddy?
Nick Price's roommate.
I've been golfing with the two of them, and they're neck and neck. I just sit and drink beers in the cart and watch them in amazement. It's something to see.
Did you get enough strokes to beat him, Bart?
Well, I'll tell you what. He improved Jenny's game amazingly. I had a pretty good day for me, but he took about 18 strokes off her normal round.
Wow.
Just kind of coaching her around the course. Wow. He's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's really good.
Well, Bart, great to hear from you. He's another Rancho Llanero fan. There it is. Right
Thanks.
There.
Thank you, Bart.
Thanks, Bart.
I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. They are definitely packed up. We're going to talk to John Campbell's online this morning. Good morning, John, with the International Yellowtail Derby. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great.
Good morning, John.
Great.
Hey, we got some big fish came in yesterday. I was down at the Marlin Club, and a 44-pound yellowtail weighed in.
Whoa! Almost got Ricky there. Getting close.
Just a pound light, but he was not in the Yellowtail Derby.
Oh, he wasn't in.
Bummer.
So then another fish, Ed Howerton, went out off La Jolla and got a 28.7.
Nice
one. Nice.
And Bill McLeod got a 42-pound halibut down in IB.
Whoa,
42-pound halibut?
On 20-pound test.
Jeez.
Was he in the Yellowtail Derby?
No, he's not. He's been in it every year, and he just got back from a three-week trip to the East Coast and forgot to get in.
Oh, bummer.
42
pounds. Well,
I'm good, and there are a lot of people out fishing today, and I'm sure they'll be out fishing during the week with this good weather coming in.
Well, when I get back to the shop, I got another weigh slip to send in for you, John.
Yeah, you just wait.
Yeah, we got a nice halibut yesterday.
So there you go. All right, John, good luck. Just a very short time left in the tournament. Good luck with it.
Same deal. Wrap up next Saturday, also at Valley High.
Yeah. The last day, and then the Valley High on Sunday is the awards.
Fantastic. All right, good luck with it, John. A lot of good fish out there. Got some big ones this year.
Yeah, how about that, man? 44-pound yellow and a 42-pound halibut in the spring shootout.
How big do the California halibut get? That's about as big as they get, isn't it?
They certainly don't get much larger than that.
Not much larger than that. Yeah,
that's
for
sure. Alaska size.
So that was the spring shootout for the Marlin Club.
Yeah. Marlin Club did their spring shootout tournament yesterday. And how about that? Had a 44-pound halibut, or a 44-pound yellow and a 42-pound halibut. That's a pretty real deal.
That's really
awesome.
Yeah, good. All right. John.
All right. How about we jump right back into the phones, talk to Harry, calling us from La Jolla this morning. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, gentlemen. How are you all?
Great.
You're good.
Hey, John, I wanted to tell you, last March, coming down to the ranch was just incredible. That drive down with the Lou and Roskowski was a real adventure, but I wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed spending time with you and Jennifer.
Thank you, Harry.
The food was incredible. The company was phenomenal. And you're allowing us to go out on your boat, your private boat at the time. In fact, I caught the first marlin on your boat.
I just purchased it. You guys were the first people to catch fish on it. Ahead of me, I hadn't even caught any fish on it. So.
Well, I also caught the first wahoo of the season down there, too. So that was kind of a, a real special thing for me because I had never caught a marlin before, nor a wahoo. But John, your ranch is just phenomenal, and I'm looking forward to coming down very soon. Spend some time with you guys.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you. You know, Harry and Bill DeLue brought down a boat, a super ponga. That, believe it or not, I bought a super ponga up here in Vista.
Wow.
It was manufactured at Diaz Boats right down in our neck of the
woods.
Yeah,
came up here
went all the way
and
up.
Took it right back down there.
They brought it back down.
That's
and
funny.
The interesting drive is when they're having the problems in St. Quentin with the farm workers and all that. So they came around the inside and came down the L.A. Bay side and came out through. First people I've known that have actually come down that side.
On a ponga on the water.
No. They were trailering it.
Trailering.
There were three of them in a pickup truck, not even a crew cab, sitting
wow.
in front of the crew cab, and they brought it down. And there's only 20 miles, is that right, Harry, of 20 miles of a dirt road, and the rest of it was paved.
That's
and,
awesome.
And they didn't,
yeah,
didn't
it
cost
was, it was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
But you did make it, and time-wise, I don't think you'd have made it any faster down the front. I thought that was
well,
really
no, we wouldn't have. We actually made great time. We stayed, you know, over in a little shack down there halfway down, but we made good time. We kept driving, you know, as fast as we could. We ran into a lot of construction.
Well, I just think I think everybody needs to know that inside road that comes down through Mexicali and across is just as fast and open, and there were no custom stops either, was there, the whole way down?
No,
that's
not at all.
Cool.
No inspections.
Yeah.
And they were just, it was just a delightful
group. So for the listeners to know.
Yeah, what
it's
a great
it's
adventure.
It's, yeah, yeah, an adventure too. You
a
guys
Baja
did
adventure.
Good.
There you
guys
go. With good. Bill DeLue of all people.
Yeah, Bill
too,
DeLue,
huh?
Some fun,
yeah.
You guys.
So, Harry, you're going on the Islander kayak trip on Wednesday.
You just preempted me, Pete. I am going with you and Ron Lane. This coming Wednesday night. How are you rigging your lines for going down there, Pete?
Rigging my lines? You
yeah,
mean,
what are you planning on, how are you going to fish? I mean, what are you going to fish for?
You know, yellowtail and calico bass. I'm bringing calico bass gear, probably a 20-pound Power Pro, and then, 50-pound Power Pro, maybe with a 20-pound top shot or 25-pound top shot, and then I'll probably bring something to fish 25 or 30 pound with for the yellowtail with bait, and then bring a surface iron rod. And that's pretty
Dynamite.
Much all I'm going to bring.
Ideal.
And then there'll be Shimano gear too there that we can use for free. So there'll be a lot of Shimano gear. But I'm bringing my own stuff just to back up all the other Shimano stuff.
Has that last spot been taken?
It has not. We still have availability
right.
for one more spot. Leaves Wednesday night, and fishes Thursday and then comes back early Friday morning on the Islander. It's $330. If you want a kayak, Ron will rent you one for $50. That means he'll bring it down to the boat and rent it for you. That's an additional $50 for the kayak if you want it. Or you just bring your own kayak, and it includes all the food, use of all the Shimano gear. There's going to be a great raffle. Joe from Shimano's coming down. And the weather looks superb for Thursday over at the island. So,
well, looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be fun. So if you want to go on that, if you know somebody who wants to go on that last spot, they call Fisherman's Landing Tackle at 619-221-8506. 221-8506, 619, and grab that last spot.
That's it. Hey,
Harry, we'll see you Wednesday night.
Thanks, Harry.
Bye. All right, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to John, who's calling us from Orange this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good morning,
John.
You know, this is a long-time caller. I don't call that often anymore, but I'm really glad I did today. It's funny, I was just wondering, what can I do with my 13-year-old grandson? I need to take him somewhere before he's sick and tired of me. Then I listened to the show, and John just had a grandchild. We're talking about Rancho Leonero. So I got about 2 months coming up when he's not in school.
Good time.
Tell
to
me
bring
when
him
to
down.
Bring him. I don't not looking for big fish, but a lot of them.
Well, you know, it's going on right now. And really, this is the start of the good fishing at the ranch, and that'll continue through October. The weather might be a factor. I'd fire you. I'd get down sooner the
well,
better.
Well, it gets hot in July and August, but the fishing's good.
No, the fishing's better.
Yeah.
The warmer the air normally, the better the fishing as well. So the rooms are well air-conditioned, and it's always cool out on the water. So if you plan on fishing, really any time that he's got summer break. It's a good time for you to come down. There's a lot of other...
You have availability?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We do. Through
you have an online calendar now, too, right?
You have an online calendar, so you can look and check availability.
Check availability and book right online?
And you can book online,
really?
Too, as well. Yeah. Huh? Most people end up calling.
Yeah,
they always
better
have questions. It's more personal. There's always... You know, we're not the cookie-cutter hotel,
right.
You know. So
and there's different choices in room styles.
Right.
Beachfront
exactly.
Bungalows.
And reserving your boat, a lot of boat questions
yeah.
as well. But it's a great spot. And we have a lot of families come down now. We have, it's not unusual. We've been there for a while now, over 30 years. So we have literally third generations coming down. So we'll have grandpa, dad, and a son fishing together on a boat. Not uncommon at all. Happens a lot. So it's a great spot to bring the kids. There's just nowhere better. Safe for him. He'll snorkeling on the reef in front. He'll love that. There's just no better snorkeling in the world. Kayaking. It's the water in front is usable. It's compared to Cabo, where all the waves and all that come in, you can hardly use the beach or the waves over on the Cabo end. It's like a lake in front of us. So it's you can use that water and it's awesome.
Yeah. I'm looking at the webcam picture right this second, and it's flat calm, and there's somebody walking down the beach, and I'm very jealous of that person walking down the beach right there.
Hey, thanks a lot for
the
call,
John.
This morning.
Hope to see you down there.
How about we jump back in and talk to Grant, calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hey, Grant, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Up one
good morning.
There. Yeah, what's up, Grant?
Did we get Grant?
There you go.
Hey, Grant.
Yeah.
Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, Grant.
Morning. Let me take out speaker.
That's a good idea.
Better?
What's up, Grant?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, Grant. How you doing, buddy?
Good. My wife and I are sitting here listening. She says, Grant, you know that's our favorite place on Earth. I said, no, you don't have to remind me. Yes, we need to go again. So we will be seeing you soon from the Big Boss.
Great. Well, I'll be down there. Look forward to it. Fishing's going on right now.
Very nice. Hey, I wanted to just give a little kudos to Fisherman's Processing. I had the opportunity to bring the boat through for a night drop the other day, and it was the first time I'd done that. And as I was driving through that big parking lot with plenty of room for the boat and turning around and getting in and out, I thought, there is no better place to take your fish, and it can be accessed from so many different ways that I think it's amazing their whole entire setup. And, you know, Sean and Rosie took wonderful care, like we said, to ad nauseum, always, but I thought, how incredible is it they have that little chunk of real estate there that you can access by boat, on land, they'll come to see you at the landing, you can go the following morning, and I guess if there's, you know, any way to get your fish done at any time of the day or night, they've accommodated you.
Yeah,
crazy,
they've done a great
it?
Job. They do, there's nobody that does it better.
Yeah.
Period. And they will accommodate you, like we talked about yesterday. You call them up no matter where you're going from, and they'll make arrangements to get your fish one way or another.
And that night drop is pretty cool. It's crazy how easy it is to deal with, huh, Grant?
Oh, it was incredible. It was awesome. And you know, you drive away and you've got so much more work to do on your boat for the day that it's nice to have that part of it taken care of, and you know the fish is going to last a long time and be good. You know, a lot better than your Ziploc fashion, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Grant, sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You better book your tickets to Rancho Leonero real quick. Appreciate the call.
Thanks,
hey,
Grant.
Speaking of fish processing, you know, the East Cape has a wonderful place. Our good buddy Chris, East Cape Smokehouse. And Chris is going to process all the fish for the winner of the Rancho Leonero tournament for free.
Oh, that's
I didn't
pretty
know
cool.
That.
Yeah,
awesome.
Which is really
that's
nice.
That's very cool.
Especially this year.
Yeah, so it could be... be pretty nice with the tuna and the Dorado and maybe some Wahoo.
Absolutely.
But he'll come and pick up the fish right there
every
at the
day.
Ranch, right?
Every
They're there
day.
On the dock every day.
Every day.
He has a representative on the dock.
Right.
And they'll come and pick up fish, and then they send it to the smokehouse. They'll bring it back and deliver it back to the ranch, right?
Exactly.
And you'll have it all perfectly filleted, vacuumed back.
That's awesome. Right.
Frozen, smoked, whatever you need.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
They do a good job.
So you've got some nice fillets down there, but it's nothing like having it processed.
No, it's nice to have the option. You can do it for free with us and tip the guy.
Tip the guys,
we've got
yeah.
Sub-Zero freezers or use a vacuum pack. And a lot of people are smoking the fish out.
Oh, yeah.
And but they do an excellent job. Yeah, they're comparable with anyone here in the United States.
No question about it.
Chris Samoyers does a great job.
Yeah, he does an excellent job. Hey, thanks. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. John from Fallbrook, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Good morning, you guys. Thank you for taking the call.
Thanks for joining
us. Good morning, John.
We're we're headed down for the first time as part of the tournament. In fact, I called the other day about ice chests, and Ricky, you helped me a great deal. A couple of quick questions. My wife's interested. Is there hair dryers and shampoo in the room?
There is shampoo, and
you can get a hair dryer.
Yeah,
I know, you get
a hair dryer.
Not for me, mind you. I don't have enough hair to dry.
Don't look at me like that. I wasn't going to say anything.
You were kind of looking at me like, whoa, what's that all about?
It depends if you got hair to dry.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they're at the front desk. Yes, we have them. You go and ask for one up at the front desk, and they'll be happy to supply you. Yeah.
Okay, great. And ice chest, do I bring duct tape to fasten it down at the airport after they inspect it?
We have duct tape down there. You know, you don't have to bring an ice chest. A lot of people bring their ice chest and fill it up with goodies and all that, but we actually have the portable wax cardboard, the same that you get in Alaska, that for $20 we'll sell you if you don't want to. If you don't want to carry an ice chest.
Yeah, Smokehouse also does that too.
Yeah,
they'll box them in a wax box, you know.
And they're acceptable with airlines and everything, so that's good to go.
But it is a good idea because they make you open your cooler at the airport.
Right.
It is a good idea to have.
Yeah, if you bring a little roll of tape, it's not going to hurt.
Have a roll of tape.
And I can guarantee you we'll have it at the ranch, but at the airport, like Pete says, might be a different story.
Yeah, and then you want to pack that duct tape because if you want to carry it on, they won't let you carry it. So. You want to use it.
Yeah, they won't let you carry duct tape.
No, because you could tie up somebody.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Just like you could tie them up with fishing line.
You know,
they won't let you carry on reels.
Well, that fishing line could be a garrote or something, but I mean tape. Come on, guys.
I never thought about what you guys were both saying with the shipping boxes at the ranch and at the smokehouse. I mean, depending on how you're planning on traveling down, you know, purchasing a box would be a lot lesser expensive than paying for the extra bag, depending
down.
On how much check luggage you already have. So definitely worth looking into.
And the hassle factor, too, not having to
carry down. The last question, please, is cash. How much cash do I need to bring?
It's important. You should bring cash. You know, we don't have an ATM. It's not available for us. And the problem now, we're speaking to the Mexican government, is if you give us a credit card and we cash it for you, they consider it income. There's no way around it. So we're very hesitant to give you money on credit cards. It's not the commission we pay. We pay taxes on the whole amount we give you. So it's a good idea. A very good question. Thank you, John.
Yeah, you got to bring tip money.
Tip money, bait money.
Bait money.
Those are the big two.
Miscellaneous stuff.
Everything else you can put on your credit card. On the hotel, you know, you don't have to have cash in your pocket because they have your room number at the bar or whatever. And the same thing with the store. But for tipping, for the boat captains, for at the hotel and bay, you need to bring.
How about this, John? The advantage of the peso right now is huge, 15 to 1.
Yeah, big.
If you switch your money to pesos, is it an advantage?
You can. We'll give you good exchange. We don't mind exchanging dollars for pesos. No, it's just.
And what about the taxi? Do I pay it?
You do pay the taxi, and they take U.S. dollars, and you reserve that.
They won't take pesos?
They'll take pesos as well.
Is it better to pay them in pesos?
Or they just convert it? They'll convert it.
Yeah,
they'll
what about, like, tipping
running,
the guys?
They're running on dollars, and then the tips, most everybody ends up tipping in dollars, some in pesos, depending on what you have, but most of the tipping is dollars.
Where you're going to save on the peso deal is probably at the local restaurant.
If you're buying gas at the Pemex, if you're at the local market.
But you're not going to be doing much of that anyway.
No, you won't be doing any of that. So you do need to, bring down $500 or $600, whatever you feel is appropriate for tips, and figure $30 a day. $40 a day for bait while you're fishing.
$30 to $40 a day, $50 to $100, $50 per 40. Let's say $25 to $50 per person for crew tip.
Right. You know, it's interesting. The tips have gone up. You know, I don't set the tips. The clients actually set the tips. So $50 to $100 is not unusual for a tip per day.
Not per person.
No,
that's for the boat.
For the boat.
For the whole boat.
For the whole
50
boat.
To 100. Yeah. And then. Tipping the bar, tipping the gals in the kitchen, the tips aren't included anymore in the bill,
so they get directly tipped. And we're lucky the fish guy at the cleaning table, that's pretty much a no-brainer. But what we've discovered is the guests have been very, very generous. Again, the government required us to take the included tips off.
Don't forget your boat guy. What's your main boat guy is?
Eddie.
Eddie. Don't forget, take care of Eddie, because Eddie does a lot of work for people.
Like I say, our guests have been extremely generous, taking good care of them. They're actually doing better direct tipping than they were with the tips included. And it's because they take good care of everybody. Everybody appreciates them. And they get it. They realize that if they take good care of you, they get a better tip.
There you go.
So direct tipping has really worked for us in a much better way.
Much better.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going to the captain's reception, as well as getting a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you on the Mighty 1090.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters. So gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
I'll talk to guests and I'll say, well, how was it? And they say, well, you can talk and improve the fishing. I said, sure, you know, if I had a switch, I would, but how'd you do it? They'll say, well, we fished 3 days and we released 2 marlin and we caught 4 dorado and a bunch of rooster fish. The fishery is intact. Mother Nature's amazing, and fishing's good down there. Tuna showed up, big dorado, good billfish, and good striped marlin. The fish photo gallery is interesting. We do honestly make an effort to update it daily, so it gives you a real good idea of what's being caught at the ranch. Another interesting thing that we have, a real-time camera that points off of the front porch of the hotel. A lot of people come on the website just to take a peek and see what the weather's like at the ranch. RanchoLeonero.com. Anytime, I encourage you to come visit Rancho Leonero. I'm proud of it. It's my home, and I'll make sure that you have a great time. I'll personally take care of you.
Fish and Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour, fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fish and Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Easy to sign up online at fastlanesailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner of the Maui Jim sunglasses and the 2 tickets to the captain's reception again on June 15th at the Bally High, going to Jack in Ontario. Congratulations for that, Jack. And, you know, never heard from Dave there, wrap up, but I also want to remind everybody this portion of the show is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. With the big fish season going on right now and all those big bluefins, you got to get that Super Nautilus circle hook. It's the one that'll put those big bluefins on the deck because it's got that strength and durability to help you land your bluefin of a lifetime. If you want to get those Super Nautilus circle hooks, check them out at your favorite tackle store.
There you go. John Ireland, Rancho Leonero, always a great show. Thank you for coming
in. Pete.
Awesome.
Thank you,
yeah. Awesome.
Looking forward to our tournament a week from today, or a week from yesterday.
It's going to be fun. Going to
be
a good one.
Down here. I'll be headed to the airport a week from today. So if somebody wants to come to Rancho Leonero, how do we get a hold of
them? Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
Check out Rancho Leonero. You can book online, but always better to call and talk to the people in the office.
Absolutely. Find out what's going on, how the fishing is. And
all right, John. Good fishing. I look forward to coming
down. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in. We'll look forward to having you back. And look forward to having you back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Steve Pinard from Dana Landing in Mission Bay will be here to talk fishing. And then next Sunday, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. That's quite a show next weekend. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see ya. Right back here on the Mighty 1090 Bike Week Radio is next.